Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Randy Sowers, husband, father, and business owner from Belle Fourche, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in his life.
So today is the feast of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, or the memorial. And I had the special grace of going and seeing her, her place where her body is entombed, which is in a church out in Pennsylvania. It's a very beautiful place, not far from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And there's a couple, there's a grotto out there, not far away from that in Emmitsburg. It's a really, really beautiful area. If you ever get the chance, you should swing by. But I'm not going to focus on a St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. I'm not going to focus on the readings, because I would just want to speak to you about how the Lord is moving in my life and bringing about healing for a wound I didn't really, it's a very specific wound that I didn't know existed. And this started when I'm a part of a prayer group that'll go around and we'll put on mercy nights for people where we lay hands. The priest usually hears confession, there's adoration, there's praise and worship, and then we will pray with people who, whoever wants to be prayed with, will lay hands on them and let the Lord do what he wishes. Sometimes we do it in prayer teams where there's some private prayer for people who don't want it publicized. The other times we'll just lay hands on people and let the Lord do what he wishes, up by the altar or up around the church somewhere. And we were putting on a small event, and I really wanted to be prayed with. I felt the Lord wanting to heal something in me, something from my past, and I just couldn't put a finger on it. And my friends laid hands on me and started praying with me, and I wanted to rest in the Spirit, which is where you essentially the Holy Spirit just comes upon you in such a powerful way. It actually feels like the person praying with you is pushing you, but it's not the case. It's just the Holy Spirit rushing down upon you, and you kind of just lock up, and you just, and some people were more resistant to others, but most of the time a lot of people will go down on the ground and rest, and it's incredibly peaceful and can be an incredibly enriching time. If you've never had the chance to be prayed with in this way, I encourage you to seek it out and to try to find it. It can be a really healing place for the Lord to move. And the Lord, so I rested in the Spirit, and the Lord took me to just after my brother's death, and he revealed some things to me that were still present, and where I was still captive and held bound from that experience. And I will be honest with you, I thought I had had that. I mean, that was 27 years ago. And I have experienced a tremendous amount of healing in that area of my life and that memory. Very traumatic accident. And I thought I was good. And the Lord revealed that I wasn't. And I was working through some things. There was some, I mean, where he took my imagination. So when I rested, it just immediately went to, started thinking about being alone in my room after my brother's death. And if you are in this state and free to let the Lord take you where he wants to go, it can be incredibly fruitful. And I was just so docile to what he wanted to do in my life. And there was some tears starting to come. There was a lot of energy being, a lot of emotional energy being spent in visiting these memories. It's not an easy place to go, and not someplace I go just willingly, you know. And that resting in the Spirit got interrupted by somebody who hadn't been around a lot of people who would rest in the Spirit, where you should just leave them and let them rest and let the Lord do what he wants with them, and the Lord will give you permission to get up. You don't need somebody else's. So it kind of stopped, but then we put on another event a week later, and I got prayed with again, and this one lasted quite a bit longer. And it was quite powerful. And the Lord revealed to me that ultimately I felt responsible for my brother's death, and I knew that, but he revealed to me that I had not received his forgiveness for it. And the imagery I was given in when I was resting the second time was like when if you ever wrong somebody and you can't look them in the eyes to say you're sorry and receive their forgiveness, even though you know they're going to forgive you, it was that. And I'm working through this now, recognizing that that is where I'm at, that that is what the Lord wants to heal in me, that there's forgiveness there for me, there's freedom there for me, and I just need to work through letting my brother forgive me for what I did. He was, now he was only 7 years old and I was 11, but, and so since then I've had to wrestle with this by, and I encourage you to do this, and maybe this doesn't work for everybody, but, I go into my imagination, I go into that memory, and I go into trying to picture myself looking my brother in the eyes and receiving his forgiveness and embrace and love. And it's, I've been working on this for a month now, and every day it's a little bit better. I mean, I'll go to sleep trying to imagine this on my prayer life. I'll try to imagine this, and then just working through that. And all of us have areas of our life that we don't want to go to, and the Lord wants to bring us freedom and healing. Some of us are unknown, and that's where when people lay hands on you and pray with you, that can be a huge advantage because the Lord can show you exactly where he wants to touch you and heal you. If you aren't familiar with that, I encourage you to be open to it and to seek it out when you get a chance for that experience of sensibly perceiving the Lord moving in your life. We are sense perceptible beings, and then be docile enough to let him take you where he wants to lead you, where he wants to show you love and freedom. I can only imagine when I have healed from this, the amount of freedom I'll have. But to go 27 years since then, obviously feeling the weight of unforgiveness for what I have done and not even knowing it. So what would it be like to know that I am forgiven for that, to know that in my heart and in my being? Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for everything you've given us. We thank you for all the negative experiences we have had. We know that it, your permissive will allowed them, but it was not a part of your plan for us. But we are grateful for what we have been through because we can become more than what your original plan was. We just ask that you come into each and one of our hearts, give us an openness to experience your Holy Spirit through other people and through ourselves, and allow the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts and show us the areas where you want to give us freedom and mercy and love. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's sushipe.co. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.